And in the last 2 weeks, COVID-19 cases have quadrupled in Texas immigration detention centers. Many of those cases can be traced back to immigration transfers. Houston Public Media's Elizabeth Trovel tracks how the coronavirus made its way from one facility to another.
Hope isn't sure when she'll see her boyfriend again. They've been a couple for 5 years and were raising their son together in Houston.
I say it's going to take a long time before we meet with dad again.
Hope says her boyfriend was arrested after an argument got physical back in March. He was taken to Harris County Jail, where he was held for about 6 weeks, right when COVID-19 began to spread in Texas.
He was placed on quarantine himself, like him and I guess whatever floor he was on, because they had a positive inmate.
Hope tried to bail her boyfriend out, but immigration officials transferred him to one of their facilities for deportation. He came to the U.S. from Mexico as a kid without authorization. That's why Hope asked that we keep their identities anonymous. Officials took Hope's boyfriend to an immigration detention center in Livingston, Texas.
Once he got into ICE, he struck a 104.1 fever, and he had the symptoms, but they did not test him.
He told Hope he was feeling sick and had to share a room with at least two other men before ICE separated him from other detainees. So if he had COVID-19, he could have spread it. But he doesn't know because he was never tested. Still, ICE says it can trace its first positive COVID-19 case at the Livingston facility back to the Harris County Jail, 70 miles away. Now Livingston has at least 12 positive cases. This is one way COVID-19 is spreading to immigrant detention centers, but the spread is also coming from facilities in other states.
Instead of them releasing people, they transferred them across the country.
Shauna McLean is an immigration lawyer in New York. Her client, Bazad Jalili, had been detained in upstate New York, where officials were trying to contain a COVID-19 outbreak, when suddenly...
Well, I was notified, but I was notified after the decision was made on a Friday night at about 8:45 or 9 o'clock or something by email. And it was simply just a transfer notification.
Overnight, McLean says her client and other detainees were transferred from New York to a detention center 30 miles south of Fort Worth, a facility that quickly became a hotbed for infection. It went from zero cases to now at least 42, more cases than any other ICE facility in Texas. Among the migrant population, the disease is also crossing international borders. Authorities in Nuevo Laredo, Mexico, have traced more than a dozen COVID-19 cases at a migrant shelter there back to a man who was deported from the Houston area.
You really shouldn't be transferring people between facilities if you have any positives.
Dr. Donna Kim Murphy has been demanding the release of people from detention since the outbreak started. Murphy is a neurologist and immigrant health advocate. She says someone can carry the virus for 2 weeks without showing symptoms, and others never show symptoms, so authorities can never really safely transfer any detainee who has been exposed to the disease.
With people who are constantly transferred between facilities, new people who are entering facilities, the staff who are actually traveling between facilities, it's very likely that you will have, at some point, the introduction of the infection into these populations, which then are kind of like tinderboxes.
Murphy says if it remains business as usual in these facilities, we'll see the disease continue to spread. For Here and Now, I'm Elizabeth Trovall in Houston.